Last week, the San Francisco Giants played their annual Pride Night game with a theme to celebrate Pride Month and the city's LGBTQ plus community. Players were given hats with a special rainbow logo to wear during the game. But three pitchers, Landon Roop, JT Brubaker, and Ryan Walker, sparked controversy when they wore the Pride Night caps, but they inscribed in pen Genesis 9:12-16. The Bible verse refers to the rainbow as a sign of God's covenant with all of Earth's living creatures, a verse that some LGBTQ plus activists say has been used to denounce the use of the rainbow as an LGBTQ plus symbol. Well, now the U.S. Department of Justice has launched a probe into Major League Baseball, suggesting that MLB may have violated civil rights policies for apparently issuing warnings to those three players. Let's bring in Todd Flood, managing partner at Flood Law, and also the host of Behind the Bench here on WJR, talk a little bit about this. Hi, Todd.
Hey, hi, Marie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this could have all passed, but now we have the Justice Department looking into this. So
yeah, no, it's kind of crazy. Actually, you know, after Groff, that's a Supreme Court case, this case really is not going to go anywhere. It was referred to the EEOC, the, you know, Employment and Equal Opportunity Commission. And here, there was no adverse action by Major League Baseball. They just gave them a warning. You know, there was no suspension, no lost pay, no fine. This is a Title VII discrimination claim, potentially. And I don't see it happening ultimately. So the fact of the matter is that the MLB realistically will come out on top on this. And it seems to me you just got to take the politics out of this. What's the law? And not a political event. And the whole thing revolves around, were they denied their civil rights by freedom of expression for, you know, their accommodation, or was there some sort of accommodation that needed to be made? This is not a First Amendment case because MLB is a private company or a private entity. So, you know, I just don't see it. I think ultimately there won't be any harm or foul. They didn't ask. None of these players asked, hey, can you make an accommodation for me, Marie? Can you do something for me here because I want to put this on my, you know, my logo on my hat or this or that and the other. They didn't ask for that. They don't want that. And ultimately, there was no penalty to these guys. What was what's the boo-boo? They didn't get a suspension, and they're making their millions of dollars.
Right. They were just, if you will, reprimanded in a way, right?
Right. They got a warning.
Yeah, warning.
Don't put your stuff on, your religious beliefs on your hat. That in and of itself falls within, you know, a Title VII potential claim. The Supreme Court in Groff, he worked for the UPS, and he wanted to take Sundays off. And Amazon was saying, hey, we're delivering on Sundays, and he wanted to observe the Sabbath. And ultimately, he won on that, but 9-0. One in the United States Supreme Court. But that was a different thing. He was asking for an accommodation. And here in this particular case, to put something on your hat or on your shoes or whatever the case may be, the Major League Baseball has not been, you know, didn't find them. So I just don't see this case going anywhere.
Yeah. To me, it was a thing of, look, if you're asked to wear a uniform at work, which, you know, of course, professional ball players are,
right,
there's going to be rules from your company on what you can and cannot do to that uniform.
Right.
And so you just have to follow those rules or you'll be in trouble, however that would work. You know, I didn't see I just wondered how this compares to when, you know, we do pink out the park, you know, for breast cancer. I know the players don't wear a hat necessarily then, but there's sometimes they'll wear things on their jerseys or on their hats indicating things like breast cancer awareness or any number of different things. So it's not uncommon to have ball players asked to wear something like this.
Right. So when you'll see that in professional sports all over the place, football, whatever the case may be, with cancer, breast cancer, things of that sort, those are already, passed through the league and through the team that recognizes that. And there's permission given or granted, you know, to support certain things. And, we have children with cancer in the NFL. There's times where you'll see the spikes have been, painted within support of, their shoes, within support of a child or whatever the case may be. But
yeah,
football teams, national baseball teams, professional baseball teams, professional sports have already been given, players have been given the green light for those types of, activities to support, those just causes. Here, this was more, obviously they didn't have permission to do it through the league, and it was more of a religious slant. And, these players, had they gotten something other than a warning, they may have had a claim.
Yeah, but they might have.
Really, they have no boo-boo.
As a lawyer, can you give us an idea how much time does this take now for the league, for the MLB to get their lawyers on this case, respond to the Department of Justice, and then the Department of Justice has their team? How much money and time is going into this?
So the EEOC will probably take up to a year, 6 months to a year. There is a fast track, but realistically, you won't see that. It will cost taxpayers, for this department to look through it and go through it, a hefty sum. And it cumbers up a plate that should be clean. We shouldn't have to deal with these types of issues if there was no request by the players in and of themselves. But the fact of the matter is, your point is well taken. It will take time away from heavier cases and cost taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, ultimately, it always ends up somehow costing us something, right? Todd
yep.
Flood, managing partner of Flood Law and the host of Behind the Bench. Todd, it's always fun to talk with you. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Love talking with you. You take care.
We will. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the call for companies, auto companies here in the Detroit area, to gear up to help build military apparatuses. We'll have that story when we come back.